So when Peter was running the mail between Achaia
and here.
And here.
Yeah.
And how would he know when to go get mail?
When
the teachers, you know, like if they had telegrams saying it's time to go get the mail, that's how he knew.
And how long did it take him to make a round trip?
Went during that early day and then be back in the evening, same day.
How many dogs?
Maybe he has 14 dogs.
14.
And his trail, how did it go?
She
said they have a trail to go, you know, back and forth, and the men never complained about the trail or weather, or even it's really bad weather, blowing snow. Because the dogs knew the way.
Did he have good leaders?
Yeah.
Do you remember the names of his leaders?
She
doesn't know the names.
Yeah.
I just wonder about other mail carriers. There was John Samuelson.
Tauna John Samuelson nak bit jadun bit need to shaka mil runat bit jadun bitus kuni lukunut tan chap naksuni. Nayagunsuk bitus hosilaka. Imum quadden. John Samuelson knocked up Nakor Nutan. Nutan bit jet and Ayaga Luni, Ayaga did the school Nakor Mil and Gnayagin to Gawa to Natum so Peter's Quakulumon so Peter's was down.
There was a person from Bethel, his name was John Samuelson, and he did a lot of mail run from Bethel to hear other villages, maybe up river, maybe to the Yukon, to Nyack. Those must have been important mail if he did that.
So when he traveled out here, he stayed overnight and camped some places. Do you know anything about where he
stayed?
Probably did camp, because, you know, villages all camp, so you'd probably have to do it in the villages.